Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, February 18th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Benjamin F. McAdoo. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we explore fascinating topics from the depths of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're delving into the remarkable life and career of Benjamin F. McAdoo Jr., a pioneering architect whose work has shaped more than just buildings. His contributions have left an indelible mark on architecture and society in sweeping ways. Born in Los Angeles in 1920, Benjamin Franklin McAdoo Jr. was destined to break new grounds. As the son of a construction contractor, young Benjamin had architecture in his blood. But let's pause and marvel for a moment at his accomplishments in a context that was anything but supportive. At a time when racial prejudice was rife and opportunities for African Americans in fields like architecture were scant, McAdoo blazed trails that were uniquely his. After serving in the U.S. Navy during World War II, an experience shared by many men of his generation, McAdoo made a pivotal life choice. Instead of settling into a job that mirrored those of common expectation, he pursued his dream by studying architecture at the University of Southern California. This decision set the stage for a career that would not only define him, but also challenge preconceptions about what an architect should look like and the kind of work they should do. One cannot discuss McAdoo's career without mentioning one of his most significant roles, becoming the first African-American architect licensed in Washington State. Imagine the barriers he had to break down during the 1950s. How did he persevere through the racial encounters, both overt and subtle, in the architecture industry? Consider the mental fortitude it took to not become a statistic, but rather a symbol of success. McAdoo established his own firm in Seattle in 1947. This was a bold statement, an announcement to the world that his work would stand on its own. He specialized in both private and public building projects, a deliberate choice aiming to elevate community environments alongside bespoke personal residences, enhancing not only aesthetics, but also utility and sustainability. Long before green buildings became a buzzword, his designs reflected a vision that was years ahead of its time. So what were some of McAdoo's key projects, and how have they withstood the test of time? One of his notable contributions was to the design and construction of public schools, advocating for functional spaces that catalyzed beneficial learning experiences. But beyond buildings, McAdoo's vision extended into his lectures and mentorship to the next generation of architects. This is where his influence continues to ripple outwards, like a stone tossed into a pond. One could argue that his true legacy lies not just in his architectural achievements, but in the lives he touched and inspired. Another striking chapter of McAdoo's journey was his work in Tanzania. Yes, you heard that right. This innovative mind went on to shape infrastructures beyond his home country. His expertise was sought in the 1960s to help sculpt the built environment of newly independent Tanzania, a nation at the time aligning itself with modern, innovative initiatives. Reflect on the cross-cultural exchange of ideas, the melding of visions that took place during this period. How might these international experiences have broadened McAdoo's perspective, and what can we learn from this exchange? Yet, despite his vast accomplishments, McAdoo never lost sight of his roots. He was an advocate for minority opportunities in architecture, serving on various boards and committees aimed at fostering equity and inclusion within the field. This wasn't just lip service. It was a deeply held belief that manifested in concrete actions and opportunities for next-generation architects. He remained a staunch advocate for making architecture accessible to people of all backgrounds. Consider the societal shifts he witnessed during his lifetime, from the civil rights movement to the early inklings of what we now call globalism. How do you think these shifts affected his architectural philosophy? Could these very same societal changes have informed his unique approach to community-centered designs? As we reflect on McAdoo's life and work, let's pose a few questions to stir our own thoughts. How might McAdoo's approach inspire current and future architects? What more can be done to continue his mission of inclusivity and representation in architecture and other professional fields? And finally, as individuals passionate about shaping the world, be it through structures or societal norms, how do we actively break down barriers, following in the footsteps of pioneers like Benjamin F. McAdoo Jr.? To dig even deeper into the legacy of Benjamin F. McAdoo and appreciate the full depth of his contributions, I challenge you to explore his Wikipedia page. There, you'll find more stories of his work, full of details that time didn't allow us to cover today. Thank you for joining us on this intellectually invigorating journey. Remember, the marvels of human achievement often dwell in the quiet diligence of those who dared to envision beyond the horizon. Tune in next time for more explorations with us at Wikipedia. Until then, keep questioning and learning, because that's what shapes a better tomorrow.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Benjamin F. McAdoo. Thanks for listening. See you next time.